Hello, you are listening to the Amazing Women Network podcast. I am your host, Bonita Owens, coach, speaker, and founder of the Amazing Women Network. The Amazing Women Network inspires women to transform from self-doubt and people-pleasing to using your voice, owning your power, and rising to your significance. This is episode number 22, entitled, You Can't See It for Looking at It. Hello, hello, hello. I'm saying it again. Another late night podcast. I had a full day today. Today is the last weekend of spring break, before my kids go back to school. And I spent the day with my daughter and her best friend and her best friend's mom. And so we just had a day of doing stuff. And my son spent time with his friend, and we had some family night and played a game and lounged around. And I put this off. Even though I like doing it, I just put it off. So here I am. Of course, you're probably listening to this in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, whatever time you're listening to this, know that I am recording it after midnight. So today I want to talk to you about what happens when we can't seem to look beyond our circumstance. And I thought about this because this is a little game that I'm probably going to have to delete from my phone. I don't play phone games very often for a good reason. Normally, I kind of get a little bit addicted to it and I need to let it go. Right now, I'm going to hold on to it for a little while longer. It does help me to think, helps my mind. I like it. However, I might have to delete it if it's becoming a little too distracting. So it's called Word, and it's an app. And what you do is you scramble, well, they're letters that are scrambled, and you spell the words. And there are 3-letter words, 4-letter words, 5-letter words, sometimes 6-letter words. And you unscramble to make words. And you can build up enough coins to get a hint. Well, they'll give you 1 letter and then they'll give you 2 letters, but it's expensive. Like, it's 25 coins. When I say expensive, I'm not paying any money, but I'm saying for 1 letter, it's 25 coins. So if you only have 25 coins, 1 letter, you're done. You have to build up again. Anyway, I say all that to say, what I noticed though about the game is that it's amazing that, first of all, it's amazing when you think of how many words can be constructed from the same set of letters, first off. But this is what I noticed, and this is very, I believe, true in our lives. When I'm looking at the letters, and especially when there's a lot of the same letter, like it's 2 E's and an I, and you know, 3 A's, and they're always obviously a combination of vowels and consonants. And sometimes there's like a lot of I's mixed in, which is overwhelming actually. And there are obvious words that I know. But when you start staring at the letters, and obstacles are bigger or more obvious, I'm gonna say, than the solution, I noticed that it takes me a long time to find the word, or I'm using a hint. And then when I figure it out, I'm like, oh my gosh, I used my hint for nothing. Blue, like really, I could have done that. And I thought, wow, what about in life? a lot of times we're looking at our obstacles, or we're looking at a situation of, you know, broken pieces, if you will, you know, of different, of hodgepodge of situations, of problems. And sometimes we see problems and challenges so much, we focus on that so much that we can't see the solution. Or we can focus on individual things and we really can't see how they all work together. I remember when I first started on my journey to be a speaker, and I decided to be a speaker, and then I decided I wanted to be a coach, and then I was like, okay, how does this work together? Do I pursue coaching first and then speaking? Do I pursue speaking first and then coaching? How do I do this? Like, I don't know. I was looking at the individual pieces and I couldn't figure out how they work together because they seemed so very different. And it was when I went to an event in San Diego, it all came together. And at the event, they were explaining how coaching and how speaking and coaching work together. And it was like a light bulb moment. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have to keep these two things separate. They actually help one another. And it was really a life-changing, you know, moment to realize that. So where are you with the pieces, right? Pieces in your life. And it could be positive things like what I just shared, or it could be some negative things. And you're not quite sure. You're focusing on the negative, the challenge, and you just can't see the solution. The solution is right in front of you, but you can't see it because you're looking at things either in isolation, right? Maybe you're looking at things like, okay, the speaking over here, the coaching over here, how I don't think that the two match or you know, need to touch, right? Like those people who can't stand for their food to touch. You don't want it to touch, but maybe it needs to touch. Maybe it needs to have some kind of synergetic connection, right? Or what if you're looking so much at the problem and the challenge of why you can't do this or why you can't do that, that you don't see the solution? Like this, and I've seen it when I'm playing this game, the solution is right in front of me. But if I notice, if I'm frustrated, and if I've been looking at it too long, I can't see the solution. So I'm going to give you some ways that you can start seeing the solution. I'm going to give you share some things from what I learned from this game where that'll help you start to see the solution. I will share that with you in a moment. Be right back. I am back, and we're talking about not being able to see it because you're looking at it. We can't see it for trying to find it too hard. There's a lot of different titles that I can give this. Or can't see the forest for the trees, right? That's, you know, so cliche. But what I want to do is I'm going to share with you three ways to arrive at your solution. Three ways to arrive at your solution. And I'm talking about when you feel like you can't figure it out, when you have a hodgepodge of things in your way, of obstacles in your way, or you have a hodgepodge of things going on and you're like, okay, what works together and what doesn't? When you're feeling kind of frustrated, overwhelmed, just really at a loss for a solution to a problem, how do you go about getting to the solution? And I'm talking about, was sharing with you about the game that I'm a little bit addicted to, where you're having to unscramble letters to make words. And a lot of times, if you're staring at it too long, I'm noticing I'm staring at it too long, I'm trying too hard, I can't find the solution. So these are three ways to get to the solution when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you feel like you have a bowl full of scrambled letters in your life and you want to unscramble them. Number one, ask for help. Seek help. Don't be afraid to seek help. Again, I use my hint button. I use the hint button when I need to. I use the hint to find the first letter of the word, and that helps me. I'm like, okay, instead of 100 combinations, maybe there's 75 now because I found one letter. That is makes a huge difference. A lot of times we just try to struggle at things on our own, and we don't want to ask for help, and we don't want to feel like we're not unknowledgeable. Seek help. Don't be afraid to ask for help, because it will help you get farther along into your solution if you ask for help. Someone knows the answer that you're pulling your hair out trying to figure out. Someone definitely knows the answer, and they can at least give you the first letter to your problem. All right. Number two, step away and take a breather. I notice with this game, if I spend too much time on it and I can't get the words, I have to be like, okay, let me put this down. I put it down, I go about my life, and then I come back later. And many times when I've done that, I can see words now. Many times we're just pulling our hair out, we're frustrated, we can't figure it out, we don't know what to do, and we think that that's going to help us get to our solution. On the contrary, the best thing to do is to step away, take a breather, meditate, pray, take a walk, and get still and almost really release it. Release it. Many times when we release it, it comes. The solution comes. But we're so wrapped up, bogged down, tied down with finding the solution, with solving the problem, or seeing the problem, we will never get to the solution. So when you find yourself just racking your brain, having a hard time, release it. Release whatever it is. And I'm going to give you an example. I was I wanted to be a part of a certain organization whose name will remain nameless, but an organization, and it's by invitation only. You have to be voted in for this organization. And I was running into some roadblocks. The people that I knew well were not at the point where they could sponsor me for this organization. They can refer me. And there are other people that I didn't know as well that wanted to help but could not. And I thought, okay, you know what? If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. I'll just wait. I'll wait my time. I'll wait till next year, until circumstances are easier, and I just won't worry about it, and it's fine. And I released it. I really released it and went on with my life. I was like, okay, it's not the right time, evidently. Lo and behold, it worked out. And someone stepped forward and decided that they could refer me and sponsor me into this organization. And I was like, well, okay then. And it happened. When we get just really in a hizzy over things, we can block them from happening. But when we can just release it and go on and be like, if it happens, it happens, that's when things start to unfold. That's when solutions start to come, because we are open to those solutions. Okay. So when you see yourself wrapped up and bogged down, release it, let it go, pray, meditate, step back. Another example, I went painting, and I did one of those painting with the twist things. And the instructor said, step before you keep, you know, before you keep working on your painting, trying to perfect it, step back from it, because it's difficult to really see what it looks like when it's, you know, 5 inches from your face, a little bit more than that. But when it's right up on, when you're right up on something, it's difficult to appreciate the beauty. It's difficult to appreciate whether it's working or not. Sometimes you got to step back so you can really pinpoint where the areas that need to be worked on, if any. And last but not least, number three, consider all your options. When I'm playing this game, there's a time where I've got to consider all my options, all my three-letter options, my four-letter options, and I'm just putting letters together. Sometimes things that really don't make sense. There are some words that I don't even know, I don't have a clue what they mean. I've never even heard of them, but I'm just trying my options, and boboho, it's a word. And I'm like, I didn't even know that was a word. When we are at a loss, or have you ever been in a situation where you're like, I don't know what to do? And when you tried your options, have you ever tried an option that you just knew wouldn't work and it worked? That it was so, seemed so far-fetched, but it worked. That's what you and I have to get to, where we are exhausting our options. We are trying our options. We're not taking no for an answer. We're not embracing defeat, but we are exhausting our options. When I'm playing that game and want to solve it, I'm exhausting all of my options, even those that seem ridiculous at times. My kids do it too. And I try to just stay calm and don't say anything. When I say calm, I mean, not that I, you know, I'm just saying, I try not to say, well, that's not it. That doesn't make sense. They are trying their options. And it's so great. It's such a good idea to try your different options. Certain options may not make sense, but if you try it, you will be amazed what will be unlocked when you try out all of your options. So I don't know. I don't know if you play apps or play games on apps. It's not a good idea mostly. But you may want to try the word game just to see what I was talking about. You probably played something like it before. But we can learn something from, I believe, everything in our lives. And I just wanted to share that with you. That when you are, when you've got obstacles and things that you need to solve and figure out, ask for help. Step back when you need to. And exhaust your options. Try all of your options before you give up. I thank you so much for listening. If you would like to book me for to speak to your women's events, whether it be women's organizations, corporations, or special events, you can reach out to me at Bonita@AmazingWomenNetwork.com, Bonita@AmazingWomenNetwork.com. And I invite you to watch my Facebook videos at Amazing Women Network. And I'm also on Instagram, Amazing Women Network. And please, 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 if you are using podcasts through iTunes, through Apple, please leave me a review. It really helps me. If you're enjoying the content, please, please, please leave me a review. I thank you so much, and I'll see you at the next episode. And until then, you are significant.